This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Eagles opening up the season on the Thursday night game. We know that's how this works when you're a Super Bowl champ. So the Chiefs, we know, will not open up on Thursday night for the first time in three seasons. They will play, we presume, normally on Sunday. I guess they could play a Monday night game, but they will likely play on Sunday. And so you start to think about the opponents. The Chiefs and Royals have conflicts in their week one schedule. The Royals have a day game on that Sunday. So the Chiefs being home week one is very, very unlikely, if not impossible. Certainly not a noon kickoff at Arrowhead, and the Royals are playing that day. And they've moved. I understand they moved Royals games before. I just don't, not for week one game. They haven't, though. So I would be very, very surprised. I think the Royals scheduling conflict means that the Chiefs are probably on the road. So you start to go, okay, week one stuff real quick. It's just, we have plenty of time on this. I get it, but people are already speculating who the Eagles can open up against. And you had the comments from Amon Ross St. Brown of the Lions saying that the Eagles should open up against like a real team. He wants to go to Philadelphia week one, Amon Ross St. Brown and the Detroit Lions. But the Chiefs opponents on the road this year, or next year, I guess it is this year now, at Buffalo, at Dallas, of course, the divisional games, we all know that, at Jacksonville, at Giants, at Titans. Those are the potential road games for the Chiefs, or those are the road games for the Chiefs. So in week one,
Cowboys Monday night.
The thing with the Cowboys, what I don't know is,
or Sunday night,
or yeah, Sunday night, is whether or not is the NFL going to do the Thanksgiving thing. The Cowboys Thanksgiving game draws no matter what, though. And so that's the, otherwise I would say, oh, this feels like the Chiefs are due for a Thanksgiving Day game. They haven't played on Black Friday. They haven't played on Christmas Day. What holiday have they not played on recently? Thanksgiving. And so, and they're in Dallas. We know Dallas is always hosting a Thanksgiving Day game or night game. So I think that's the question. Is the NFL and the TV execs saying, we want Dallas and we're blocking it for Thanksgiving? They're going to do a massive number that day anyway. So do you want to blow Chiefs Cowboys, who, as you said, you could do a random Monday night or Sunday night game anytime in the season, and the number is going to be huge because it's the Chiefs. And because it's the Dallas Cowboys, no matter how bad Dallas may be, they do draw. Their ratings are always great. So I think there's a really good chance they end up on Thanksgiving, but I understand the argument that is the NFL going to basically waste that matchup? Otherwise, at Buffalo is kind of interesting. They just lost to the Chiefs for a fourth time in the postseason.
Yeah.
So on Sunday, right away, now their new stadium's not done yet, I think, right? They got another year. Otherwise, that'd be no-brainer. Have them open up on Sunday night in Buffalo, their brand new stadium. It would seem like an easy decision. Their stadium's not done yet, I don't think. So that's why I could still see them not doing that and saving Chiefs Bills. Otherwise, look, could the Chiefs just end up on the road at like Tennessee in week one and just be like a normal, like, I know typically that's not how they've got
that. Be a nooner then?
A nooner, but like normally they put the big boys on, like the Chiefs open up on Thursday. Last Sunday night, or last year Sunday Night Football, I think was the Bills. And then on Monday, it was like the Niners, who they didn't think was going to be bad, but like the Niners and Jets, and everybody thought that was that. Usually they try to go on paper with the big marquee matchup, and you would think the Chiefs are still part of that equation. So it's hard to think that they would just open up like a normal noon kickoff, but there's only so many road games, right?
Who are the other opponents? Tennessee, Dallas, Buffalo, and who else?
Tennessee. So the Chiefs road games, actually, Tennessee, the Giants, of course, the divisional stuff. And then at Jacksonville, at Buffalo, at Dallas.
How often have they done, I know for the AFC divisional. North, they've done divisional a lot to start the season off.
Last time the Chiefs opened up divisional. Let's see. I think it was the year Tyrod Taylor had the punctured lung. Wasn't that week one? Hold on. Let's go back. Obviously, last year they opened up against Baltimore. We know that. That was the Thursday night game.
I could see a 325 Denver on the road at Denver game to start.
The last time, because then that was the Lions in 2023. So I think the last time the Chiefs opened up divisionally was, the Chargers punctured lung thing. That was
week two.
That was week two in 2022. But that wasn't the punctured lung year. Herbert didn't make his debut in 2022. That's too recent.
It was 21, I think, or 20, because him and Burrow got selected in the same year.
Yeah, because 2020 was the year they opened. That was Chargers week two as well. That was an overtime game. So no, they haven't opened. I'm going all the way back. I'm trying to, the last time they opened divisional.
I wonder if this would be the
2019 was Jacksonville. Yeah. I mean, it's
been a long time.
I go back a ways. Yeah. I mean, it's at least the 2017, 2018 here, 2018. The last time the Chiefs opened up in a divisional game, 2018 at the Chargers. There you go. 38-28-1.
I feel like this could be a year. Cause I don't know if you want to blow that Chiefs Bills matchup in week one. Or the Cowboys one, I guess, either, if you want to talk about that one as well. But it feels like maybe they throw a division game in there to start off with. I don't know how you'd feel about that if you're the Chiefs. I mean, you get a divisional game out of the way, which is kind of nice. But I feel like a Chiefs at Denver at 325, still get them in a good slot, a prime slot, if you will. Not prime time, but national televised audience. Broncos were a playoff team.
I could see it.
Them, I guess, for the Chargers, too. I guess you could throw them in there, too. It feels like a division round or a division game isn't out of the question, I guess, as much as anything else, given like Tennessee or the Giants. I don't think they're going to put them. The Tennessee game feels like a week three or week four game where it's just randomly in there, like the Saints game.
I'm keeping an eye on the Nashville one because that's my road trip for the season.
You want it to be warmer, I would assume? You want it to be September?
That would be nice. I like Nashville, but 2 years ago, I went to the Packers game. That was a bucket list one. I've been to Nashville, but not for a Chiefs game. I was there for the draft in 2018, I think it was. So whenever that was.
There you go.
And it's a great draft site, and eventually it'll be a Super Bowl host site. No, but that's going to be a game. When the Chiefs played there a couple years ago, I didn't go, but remember that was full of red. That's a fun traveling destination. This year it was supposed to be Pittsburgh, but it ended up on Christmas Day, so I ended up not doing that. There was a group of friends. We were going to go to the Steelers game. I think that the Chiefs-Titans game this year will be the friend trip for a Chiefs road game. So, yes, I don't want the Nashville game to be week one. I'd rather it be, like you said, I'd rather it be,
it's like the Saints game. It's
October
just thrown 5th. In there.
Give me a little October 5th Chiefs.
Yeah, it's just Titans randomly tossed in there.
In Nashville and find out. And if you're right, it'll be Chiefs versus Mason Rudolph, in week four.
Or Will Levis. I mean, whoever they choose, I guess.
Somebody crappy. I guess it could be, another veteran.
If they draft Cam Ward or Shador number one, does that change things? I feel like it does. Like where they might put him week one. Patrick Mahomes against the number one overall pick. I wonder if they're, because there's some juice there.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? a sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.